Okay, Chavra, what I want to do now is I kind of go a teeny bit out of order, because on Thursdays we're supposed to give shiurim about halacha. So I want to talk about the malacha of Choresh briefly. The Gemara in Ein Gimel and Beis tells me that Choresh and Chofer and Choreitz are all a single malacha. Choresh means you plow, Chofer is you dig a hole. Choreitz means that you dig a furrow. Right, a furrow is like a long hole, basically. And these are all the malachos of Choresh. The Gemara then says, if you have a mound and you lift it up, there's a difference between Bayis and Besada. We discussed this briefly, that Bayis is considered Bona, and Besada it's considered Choresh. And similarly, we see that if you have a Guma of a Tamama, if you have a hole and you fill it in, again, Bayis it's Bona, and Besada it's Choresh. So that's the basic issue in the Gemara. Relatively simple. We'll analyze it in a little bit of greater depth later on. But this idea of Choretz, this idea of digging a furrow, actually leads to one of the big discussions in Shas, in Shulchan Aruch, and in Shas. It comes up in Ar Masichta on Chaf Tes, it comes up in Beita on Chaf Gimel. The idea of whether a person is allowed to be gorer mita kise besaxo, or buvad shalo yiskavim lasos haretz. Can I drag a bench on Shabbos? I remember when I was in Morashah, so one of the big issues that comes up on Shabbos is you have learning groups, Baruch Hashem. And what do you do? Because learning groups are obviously outside, it's nice, it's beautiful, but you got to move the benches sometimes. So are you allowed to move the benches on Shabbos? So is a machlokas hatanoyim between the Yehuda and the Shimon about Dover She'ino Miskavein? Reb Shimon says that you're allowed to be gorer mita kisei besapso, providing that you don't make a charetz. In other words, it is a davar she'eno miskavein, right? If my kavanah is to make the furrow, it's aser. If not, then it's going to be mutter. That is called a davar she'eno miskavein. Okay, all is grand about that. This makes, of course, the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, where the Mechaber paskins that Davar She'eino Miskaven is mutter, providing it's not a psik ratio. Therefore, you're allowed to drag a mita, kisei, and sapso, even gedolim, even ketanim, providing you don't have kavana to make a charetz. Point one. Point two that the Mechaber adds is that because Davar She'eino Miskaven is mutter, therefore mutar l'rabeitz habayis. L'rabeitz is a Gemara later on Sadi Hei, where the Gemara discusses, am I allowed to sprinkle water on my floor on Shabbos? You have to remember, their floors were made out of dirt. If you sprinkle water on the floor, there's also going to be a ashvuye gumos concern. You might end up flattening the holes. So the Gemara says that since we paskin, like Reb Shimon, ashvuye gumos is mutter when it's a davar she'eino miskaven, and therefore, just like I'm allowed to drag the bench, I'm allowed to sprinkle the floor. This is davar she'eino miskaven, and all is grand and glorious. However, right, it's not that simple, because the Magen Avraham quotes in Sif Katin Aleph in Shin Lamed Zayin, and the Mishnah Brura references this Magen Avraham in Sif Katin Dalet. The Magen Avraham writes, if it's gedolim me'od, then it's a psik ratio. That's going to be osa chametz. If it's very big, then it's a psik ratio. And then it's going to be usur, even if it's karka shoshayish. Even if you have a stone floor. On the stone floor, l'cha'ayra, there's no concern of ashruye gumos. Ashruye gumos is only on a dirt floor. Nonetheless, apparently there's some gezeira. And despite the fact that this is kul'achar yad, afiru hachi is usur, because psik resha on a derabonon is going to be usur. It's, again, if the floor is dirt, a very heavy bench, according to the Magen Avraham, cited by the Mishnah Berurah, is usur, because a very heavy bench is a psikresha. And psikresha is usher even on derabbanans. Now we know that that's what the Magen Avraham assumes, that psikresha is usher on derabbanans. And the Magen Avraham here references what he wrote. But it's also well known that there in the Magen Avraham in Shin Yudaled, there are chokim. The Trumas Hadeshin disagrees. And the Trumas Hadeshin argues that psikresha is only usher on derabbanans, not on derabbanans. We'll bracket this and discuss it later. But you should also know that the father of our yeshiva, Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector, in that tshuva in Simin Tesvav, that we saw when we learned Chatz Yishir by Malachas Shabbos, in that Simin Tesvav, Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan Spector paskins that psikresha on derabbanans is mutter. Years ago, it's at a simcha, and Reb Tuvia Goldstein was there. Reb Tuvia Goldstein was Reb Moshe Feinstein's next door neighbor. Where Reb Moshe used to have to write tshuvas, it says in the Mishnayos in Avos that one of the things that Torah is nicknamed by him is Bedibuk Chaverim. Reb Moshe had to write a hard tshuva, he would call Reb Tuvia in, and he would like speak it out as he's writing. Reb Tuvia said like he couldn't always follow what Reb Moshe's doing. Reb Moshe was like super smart, but the Mishnah says, Dibuk Chaverim, and that's what he would do. Oh, so Reb Tuvia Goldstein told me that the minig of poskim in Europe was to say that psikresha under abundant is mutter, and that's one svara why it might be mutter to drag even a very heavy bench. Again, our case in Morasha, you know what I'm talking about, those picnic tables that have benches. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah assume that very heavy means that you can't just pick it up on your shoulders and carry it. So, are you allowed to move that picnic bench on Shabbos? According to Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, absolutely not. If you hold that psikresha is on derabbanans is mutter, you can drag that bench, right? If you have psikresha on derabbanans is mutter, because dragging the bench is a derabbanan, because it's not the normal way of digging a furrow, and therefore, even though it's a psikresha, it's going to be mutter. Okay.
What if you just pick it up?
It's really heavy.
So you have a bunch of guys.
So again, you could just pick it up. You have a few guys lift it together, right? I think that is the standard practice in some camps, that you just have a few guys pick it up. But sometimes the bench could be so heavy that even a few guys can't do it. Or you could have guys in Morishap Kulwell who are just, you know, whatever. You can only get so much exercise by carrying a Gemara.
But there's no zero against lifting it.
I don't think there would be a gezeira in this case. We'll discuss some of the gezeiras in a minute. Chacham Avadi Yosef, in the Sefer Livyat Chayn. Livyat Chayn is Chacham Avadi Sefer, like Ha'aros on Shulchan Aruch with the Mishnah Berurah. He published it years ago. It's a beautiful Sefer, actually. Maybe I should bring it in, because I have it at home. I think I have it in the base medrash. So Chacham Avadi in the Sefer Livyat Chayn says that, you know what, for Sfaradim it's mutter to drag a very heavy bench. Because he says as follows, you know, this idea that the Magen Avraham quotes, that you can't drag a very heavy bench, he quotes it from the Beis Yosef, B'Shem the Rokeach. Well, the Beis Yosef quotes it, B'Shem the Rokeach, but he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch. That means, says Chacham Avadia, that Shulchan Aruch was closer to the Beis Yosef quotes a Shita. Remember, Beis Yosef is his big book, no? If he quotes a Shita in the Beis Yosef and he doesn't quote it in Shulchan Aruch, says Chacham Avadia, that means he changed his mind. And therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, it's mutter. If an Ashkenazi wants to be Machmir, because the Magen Avraham said it, fine. But for a Sephardi, no reason to be Machmir, Maran changed his mind. Well, okay, that's already interesting. I'm not sure it's correct, though. The Beis Yosef was written by Rabbi Yosef Karo. Shulchan Aruch is written by the same Rabbi Yosef Karo. Beis Yosef, I think he began when he was in Turkey, and then he completed it in Eretz Yisrael. Shulchan Aruch is written entirely in Eretz Yisrael. What was the need to write a new book called Shulchan Aruch after you have this book called Beis Yosef? Beis Yosef is commentary on the Torah. Why do you have to write a book on Shulchan Aruch if you already have the Beis Yosef? So it's a good kasha, no? But it's a kasha that Rabbi Yosef Karo himself addresses in his introduction to Shulchan Aruch. And he writes it in his Hakdama to Shulchan Aruch. Now, I wrote this book for the people who are not Rabbonim. I wrote the book Shulchan Aruch, he says, for people who are Balabatim, that they should be able to briefly chazer, to briefly review all of the laws once every 30 days. So you're unbelievable. So you're supposed to read Shulchan Aruch once every 30 days. By the way, Shulchan Aruch without the commentaries is not that big. No, if you could have like a 25-minute, half an hour Seder a day. So every 30 days you'll finish Dalei Kolkei Shulchan Aruch, and that's the way you should do it. But that's for the people who are not Rabbonim. For the Rabbonim, they should continue using Sifri Hagadol, my big book, meaning the Beis Yosef, and that's where your Paskin Shailos. In other words, in the Shulchan Aruch, that's written for the Balabatim, is called the basic dinim. But obviously the details, you have to pass in from the Beis Yosef. If that's correct, so nearly, I've said this in many shiurim many times, that you can't assume chazara. The fact that a din is quoted in the Beis Yosef and then he doesn't repeat in Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't mean he changed his mind. It just meant he felt it's not a din that's essential for Balabatim to know. By the way, Balabatim is Rov Minyan Lubinyan Paiso. Balabatim is an awesome thing. Balabatim means people who learn Shulchan Aruch once every 30 days. Right? This is what we aspire to be. No? So that is the comment of the Hakdama of the Shulchan Aruch. And based on this, I think there's Yesh Mokom Gadol Lefak Pei Al Divrei Chacham Avad Yezachor Nova Vracha. Yes, sir.
Do we know other halachos that are in the Beis Yosef but not in Shulchan?
Yes. I'll give you a few examples. The Beis Yosef quotes a din that you're not allowed to enter a suffix sakana to prevent somebody from a vaday sakana. Doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? That's a big issue, no? Am I allowed to donate a kidney? It's like a common thing today. People donate kidneys. You have to admit, donating a kidney is entering suffix sakana. Because you're going under a knife, you have to be under general anesthesia, it's a suffix sakana. Is it mutter to donate a kidney? Well, Beis Yosef says something, Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it. What do you do in that case? So, the Sma, at the end of Choshen Mishpat, where Beis Yosef quotes his din, says, oh, obviously the Mechaber changed his mind. I gave a number of Shiurim on kidney donation. I think it doesn't mean that he changed his mind. It just means that it's not such a basic din, right? Again, think of suffix, I'm going to save somebody from a vade, so not such a basic din, so you don't have to quote it. I have many dinim like this. Many dinim. I'm actually collecting a list of these types of dinim, and I'm convinced that you cannot assume chazara within the two svarim. The question is, what happens in the Ramah? When the Ramah quotes it in dark emotion, doesn't say it in Shulchan Aruch, what does that mean? But it could be that the purpose of the books is different. It could be that the Ramah felt the Iker Sefer LaHalacha is the Shulchan Aruch, is his notes on the Shulchan Aruch, and the dark emotion was just a few notes that he jotted down on Beis Yosef. Now, it seems to me that you have to know a little bit of history in order to pass in Shailas, and you have to know why people wrote their books. Tachnerele. Okay? So far, so good? I'm curious what your father has to say about this point, about Chazaras between Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch.
He's certainly not as convinced as you are.
What?
He's certainly not as convinced as you are.
Not as convinced as I am.
Right. I think there are, I know a few of us believe, I think that there are not what you're talking about, but there are contradictions.
There are contradictions. Yeah.
Which goes a little bit against.
So I'm not sure. Again, each case has to be taken very seriously. One thing I would argue is it is clear also from the Shulchan Aruch that it's not just a sefer of Chazara. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch quotes different opinions about things sometimes says Yesh Omrim be Yesh Omrim. If it's just a book written to know the basic dinim, so I wouldn't quote two positions ever. This is something that Professor Twersky made famous. That's Rabbi Twersky's father. He was the professor of Jewish studies in Harvard. I have a lot to say on these topics. Again, but not for now. As the year goes on, and yes, Hashem, you'll get my approach, I hope, to halachic methodology, which I think is even more important, perhaps, than halachic details. Okay, weiter. So again, so Dovashen and Miskavim and Paskin is Mutter, Big Bench, Magen Avraham says is Usser, because that's considered a Sekresha. Dovashen and Miskavim and Mutter means that dragging a bench is okay and Rebuts Habayis is okay. Now, the Gemara on Tzadihei discusses Kibud and Rebuts. If you look at Tzadihei Yomar Aleph, if you guys have Gemaras, so Tana Rabbanan, Hacholev, it's like 7 lines on the top. Cholev, Mechabit, Megabin, Kigregeres, if you make milk, cheese, whatever. Mechabit, Merabit, if you sweep the house or you pour the water on the house. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Yechai, Bechatos, the Chachomim say it's only Osir Midrabbanan. Right? Rabbi Elazar says that sweeping the floor and doing rebuts is an iser da'iraisa, that you're chayav achatos. And according to the Chachomim, it's only osir midrabanan. And the Gemara then tells a bunch of stories about various people who did rebuts on the bayis, who poured water on their floor on Shabbos. And the last line in the Gemara before the Mishnah is ha'idna. Ha'idna means now, bizman hazeh, despiral and krip shimen, shari afil lechatchila. Bizman hazeh, we hold the Rib Shimon that Dovash and Miskavim is mutter, and therefore it is permitted to do rebuts. And that's Shin Lamed Zayin Seif Aleph, that there's no concern about Shvuyei Gumos by sprinkling water. What about sweeping the floor? Am I allowed to take a broom and sweep the floor? Or maybe that is worse than sprinkling the water. Why would sweeping the floor be worse than sprinkling the water? Because I think it's more likely there'll be Ashur Yegumos. It's pretty obvious. Now you sweep the floor. So the Rishonim disagree on this Nakuda. Taisvis and Sadihei quotes that the Bahag says you're even allowed to sweep the floor on Shabbos. Sweep the dirt floor on Shabbos. And this sometimes comes up, by the way, I don't know where you build your sukkahs, but sometimes people build a sukkah outdoors, no? And are you allowed to sweep the floor in Shabbos, no? Like, so many Shabbos about sukkah. This is a Rayan Choresh, it's great. Now sukkahs is like, so you're allowed to sweep the floor. So the Bahag says, well, it's a Darashena Miskavim. That means a few things. That means that sweeping the floor, according to the Bahag, is not obsecration. However, Tosfos and many Rishonim disagree, and they say, no, 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 sweeping the floor is going to be Osir on Shabbos. When we say Dovashen and Miskavin is Mutter, sweeping the floor is Osir. If you look at the Tosfos Viho Idna on Sadi Heyamar Aleph, Tosfos says that sweeping the floor is Osir, and he brings a funny raya. The raya is whether a broom is considered Muktzah on Shabbos. Right, the Gemara on Kuf Chaf Dalet and the Sugyas of Mukta, the Gemara says that if it is the type of brew, Machbedel Shal Tamara, that's basically like Tamara is like a lulav, no? It's a branch from a tamar, so you're not allowed to sweep the floor with Machbedel Shal Tamara. Why? Because it's Kehil Shom Lachdela Isser. What's the Isser? So Tosfos has a cheap way out. Tosfos says sweeping the floor, it's keli shem lachdela iser, because it's a keli that's intended to do tilto muktzah. The dirt on the floor is muktzah. If I sweep the floor, I'm moving muktzah. So a keli that's intended to move muktzah is also to move. Meaning, sweeping itself, according to Tosfos, is not ashvuye gumos, no? He agrees with the Bahag. But nonetheless, it's usr because of mukta. There's no isr mukta when you do rebuts, when you throw the water up. But there is an isr mukta on kibud on sweeping. That's Isis. Mr. Ben.
There's really a muktzah issue. Not say the room is muktzah, say it's usher to move the muktzah things.
So the broom is muktzah because the purpose of the broom is to do muktzah moving.
But it's not that the broom itself is the problem, it's that the problem is moving the muktzah thing.
I'm not allowed to move a broom because the purpose of the broom, if broom is a keli shem lachto l'iser, it's like an interesting definition. Usually keli shem lachto l'iser is like a hammer because I'm going to use it to bang a nail in, to do a melacha bone. This is a keli shem lachto l'iser because I use it to move muktzah. That's Taisus. Yes, sir.
The Bahag doesn't think there is muktzah.
So the Bahag would say that it's not muktzah. Why not? The Ramban says, because we have a principle in Hilchos Muktzah of Graf Shari'i. Graf Shari'i is if you have something that's like really disgusting. The technical case, you know, is a bed pan. Right? There's psoa in your room. You're allowed to move it. Technically, it's muktzah, but it's disgusting. So the Ramban says that the Bahag will broaden the idea of Graf Shari'i, that having dirt in your living room, right, is mamish disgusting. So therefore it's mutter because it's Graf Shari'i. That's the Ramban. Okay. Now if you look in Daf Kufchof Dalet Amid Beis, in Kufchof Dalet Amid Beis, you have the sugya of the broom, where the Gemara discusses that the broom is muktzah. Look at Rashi. Rashi machbedo shel tamara. I don't know, it's like a third of the way down in the skinny lines of Rashi. Shel tamara. Ke'en shalom, like our brooms, l'chabed es habayis. De'osar mishum ashvu yegumos. De'mode reb shimin, b'psik reisha v'layamos. Rashi says that moving the broom is usher, because the broom is a keli that's intended to do malacha. The malacha is ashvu yegumos, chovesh, chofer, right? That's the malacha according to Rashi. It's a psikresha. Psikresha? Right? First of all, Tosfos doesn't say it's a psikresha. Right? Tosfos says that isser is only out mukta. According to Tosfos, it's not a psikresha. According to Rashi, it is a psikresha. So, in my youth, I said chaburas in the Sechah Shabbos when I was in the Kolal here. Rosh Shechter asked me to say some chaburas then. So, one of the first chaburas I ever said, we were learning Kolakim, learning the Sugyas of Mukta. So I said the following idea in the chabura, that maybe Rashi and Taisus are Lashitaso. If you look on Daf Nun Amid Beis in Masechet Shabbos, you have to forgive me for Pilpa a little bit, but I don't think this is Pilpa. I think this actually makes sense. I'm just calling a few different Gemaras. Turn to 50b, Nun Amid Beis in Shabbos. But the top line in the Gemara. Top line in the Gemara, right? Nozir Chayfev Umid Paspeis. Aval lo sorek. A nazir is allowed to wash his hair with soap. Mipas pes means a nazir can part his hair. Like, remember, a nazir is not allowed to pull his hair out, no? The Torah writes, Gadei al peras ha'arosho. So a nazir is allowed to wash his hair. Sometimes at my stage of life, you know, you wash your hair and you see this hair in the bottom of the shower. But apparently, that's like a davishin of a skaven. That's okay. Mipas pes, you're allowed to move your hair with your hand. Avalo sorek. Why not sorek? Rashi writes, lo sorek b'masrek, you can't use a comb. Devadai meshir. Vadai meshir means that some hair will zikr, will certainly come out. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Tosfos writes, you can't be sorek. Hasam mefarish, the Gemara Nozir explains, Mishum b'lahasharas nimin hamdul dolin miskaven. Taisus says it's not a darish and miskaven. When you use a comb, your kavone is to remove some of the extra hairs. So what I see over here, I see according to Rashi, combing hair is a vadai meshir. It's a psikresha. According to Taisus, combing hair is not a psikresha. Combing hair is something that you have kavona to remove those straggly hairs. What does that mean? So Anir Lofi Emiya Staiti, I said this in the Chabura probably 18 years ago. This is like the first Chabura, as I said. So I thought that maybe Rashi and Tosfos are arguing about a conglomerate psikresha. What does psikresha mean? Psikresha means I do action A, and because of action A, which should theoretically be mutter, but action B will inevitably happen. I drag a very heavy bench, so inevitably I will make a charetz, right? That's what the Magen Avraham says. Well, let's say action A is not a single discrete action, but action A is a conglomerate of many actions. When I brush my hair, when I comb my hair, right? Don't you comb many times? When you sweep the ground, l'cha'ora, I don't think you're being mashers. I don't think you're being mashve gumos every time you sweep the ground, no? But over the conglomerate act of sweeping the floor, I will inevitably be mashve gumos, no? Zokt rashi kufchof dalin, that's a psikresha. But Tosfos on Sadi Hay says, no, it's not a psikresha. Because Tosfos v'shitaso holds a psikresha is only one discrete action automatically causes a result. But when I don't automatically cause a result in one discrete action, can I separate actions? No? Can I say, combing my hair is not a psikresha? Because each combing motion, how do you say combing motion? It has to be some way of saying it in English. But each combing motion is not going to rip out hairs. Each sweeping motion will not be mashve gumot. But in the aggregate, I will certainly pull out hairs. I will certainly be mashve gumot. Tosfos says that's not a psikresha. Rashi says that is a psikresha. No? Seems to me that this is a big machlokas, Rashi and Tosfos, and it's nogeya for our sugya of sweeping the ground. Okay, so let's just review. The Gemara says that we pass in a davish and miskaven as mutter. Therefore, I'm allowed to drag a not very heavy bench. Therefore, I'm allowed to do rebuts. Whether or not I can do kibud is a machlekes. The Bahag says you can do kibud. The Rashi and Tosfos both agree you cannot do kibud, but they come at it from two different reasons. According to Rashi, because it's a psikresha, that you'll be mashve gumos. And according to Tosfos, because it is tiltum muktza. Now, are you allowed to sweep a floor when you have linoleum? Or you have stone floors? According to Tosfos, what would be the din? According to the Bahag, what's the din? For sure, mutter. You could even sweep a dirt floor. According to Rashi, what's the din? L'chayim mutter, because the whole issue is mashve gumos. The question is whether I make a gezeira of a home that is not going to have a floor. Do I make a gezeira of a home with a floor, or to a home that doesn't have a floor? So the pashtus is, the Rishonim say, that if kol habatim amirutzaf bavanim, you live in a community, in a civilized community, where all the floors have flooring, then it's mutter. That's the pashtus.
Where is it?
So the Gemara in Chav Tesam and Beis has a discussion about that. And if you want to see this beferish, look in the Bir Halacha. Over here, Yesh Machmirim Afilo Mirutzaf. Bir Halacha here at the beginning of Shin Lamed Zayin Seif Beis, the Bir Halacha gives you all the makoros, but basically Halacha L'Maisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah assumes that if the entire town is Mirutzaf Bavanim, right? I think that's why most of our communities are in Boston. The most homes have flooring.
They do.
They do. T-neck.
They do.
Wood mirror. Right? So I think for us, sweeping the floor would be mutter, l'cha'ayra, according to Rashi. But according to Tosfos, lav dafka, no? Because a lot of the stuff that I'm going to sweep might be muktzah. And according to Tosfos, there's going to be an isser of tilto muktza. So maybe sweeping the, right? It's unbelievable. According to Rashi, it seems to be more machmir, we have a kula. But according to Tosfos, it seems to be more meko, we have a chumra. I think that's what would emerge in the sugya, whether you're allowed to sweep the floors. Yes, sir?
This may be a thoughtful question, but but is the standard that most people have all four rooms, or that they have some four rooms or most four rooms? Because I do think there are many communities in which most people have unfinished basements.
Right. The basement, but even if the basement is unfinished, usually it's concrete in our communities. The question is, what about if I have a patio or something that comes out of my home, which often could be like not roof at all? Or there's another issue, by the way, that Tosis brings up, that maybe you have to be choshesh that the area between the boards is not merutzaf, and there's going to be ashvuye gumos on that area. Certainly in a patio, that's a concern. So that is a harder question. Maybe what we should do in Mirza Shem on Sunday is look at this bir halacha and discuss these gezeros of eino merutzaf, atu merutzaf. And it's relevant for other sugyas, just to give you one or two makoros to look into, the sugya of playing marbles on Shabbos. Right, so that's a Gemara in Erev and Daf Kuf Daled, and it's found in Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Ches Se'if Hey. Are you allowed to play marbles on Shabbos? Apparently, when you play marbles, or you play, I think, like bocce ball. Any of you guys ever played bocce ball? It's like an Italian game that, like, you have a dirt floor, like rollerball. So, do you have to be worried that you'll be mashve gumbos or playing soccer? Rav Rimon has a discussion, right, about whether you're allowed to play kador regel on Shabbat. No?
So, it's not a psik ratio,
so is it a psik ratio? I don't know.
Huh? Not even a shvei gumbos, it's like kicking the ball, not kicking dirt.
You're kicking the ball, you'll kick dirt. I don't know if it's Ashviyi Gumos, though, in that case. It might be Ashviyi Gumos only in that, like, in order to play a good game of soccer, the floor has to be, the field has to be relatively smooth, and maybe to set up the soccer game, people be Ashviyi Gumos. Right? Now, soccer, is there a difference if you play on turf, or if you, on AstroTurf, or if you play on grass? No? Do you have to, and our chash over here, these gezeiras of eino merutzaf, atu merutzaf, these really come in to the soccer games. So maybe on Sunday we'll have a brief halacha shir also to finish these practical topics of marbles and soccer, etc. There's another issue with sweeping that's kedai to go into, and we'll look at this on Sunday as well. Look in the Ramah in Shin Lamed Zayin Se'if Beis, right? That's what we're up to, Shin Lamed Zayin Se'if Beis. The Ramah's worried that if I sweep with a broom on Shabbos, I might end up breaking the, what do they call those? You know, a broom has
bristles.
Right? I might end up breaking the bristles on the broom on Shabbos, and is that some sort of iser? Is there an iser tolesh, kotzer, from something that's not really mechubar? And that issue might depend on whether you're allowed to comb your sheitel or your toupee on Shabbos, no? Because is there a concern of ripping something off when it's not really attached? No? So we'll discuss that Bezrat Hashem, Bezrat Hashem on Shabbos and on Sunday, whatever. And the Mirat Hashem, we should have a good Shabbos and learn lots of Torah.